Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is Thursday, August 6, 2020. Got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, of course, we got to start off with Samsung and all the products that were announced. Yep, Samsung had its Galaxy Unpacked event 2020. Everything from the Note to the Fold. Ooh, yeah. Now, of course, starting out with the Samsung Galaxy Note 20 and the Note 20 Ultra. The Ultra is going to set everybody back about $1,300, while the Note 20, about $1,000. The screen sizes, amazingly, are the same as the Galaxy S20 and the S20 Ultra, 6.7, 6.9. Yes, and as you guessed it, there is 5G support. Now, on the Note 20, yeah, you won't get that 64-megapixel telephoto sensor. You'll get a 12-megapixel one, but it will keep the same 108-megapixel main camera. The Note 20, on the other hand, has the same cameras, except it's ditched the depth camera. Now, also on Bell was the Galaxy Tab S7 and, of course, the S7 Plus, giving you the option of 11-inch or a 12.4-inch tablet. And again, these tablets will support 5G. And just like on the Note 20 phones, you're going to get the same Snapdragon 865 processor with 120Hz screen refresh rate. And also, just like on the Note phones, you're going to get Microsoft's integration here too. You can even create shortcuts on your Windows machine to have access to your mobile apps quickly. And yes, Microsoft Game Pass will be available as well. Scaling down on screen size a bit though, we head on over to the Galaxy Watch 3. Yeah, they skipped right over too. It actually comes with 41mm and 45mm sizes. And the best thing we've heard from the new Watch 3, you'll expect about 2 days worth of battery life. Of course, you got all your lovely little sensors on board too. Checking your blood, oxygen, saturation level. Plus, you get LTE connectivity on board. And also a fall detection system. Yeah, that might sound familiar. Apple Watch Series 5, yeah, it already had it. The biggest thing unveiled, literally, at the event was the Galaxy Z Fold 2 5G. Yeah, it is their follow-up to the Galaxy Fold. And with the Fold 2, it actually goes back to a book-like style. And with this book-like style Fold, you're getting a 6.2-inch traditional screen. And when you open it completely up, a bigger 7.6-inch screen. You'll be happy to know, too, that display, it's not plastic anymore. Good idea. It's actually ultra-thin glass now. The downside, though, is there's still a gap in the hinge area there. Now, remember, that was one of the big problems with the original. Kind of let dust in, kind of damaged the internal components. However, though, on the upside, Samsung said it did add bristles to keep that dirt out. We'll see how well it works. Hopefully it works pretty good, because the phone's gonna set you back $1,980. More new things unveiled today, but this time it's over at the Apple headquarters and a 27-inch iMac. This thing is actually a refreshed iMac, though the appearance wouldn't really suggest that. It's definitely CPU upgrades. Yeah, there's new processors under the hood, including a graphics processor, a higher resolution webcam. Supposedly, will give better low-light performance. There's also that studio quality mic that can be found on board now, too. Yeah, it's like those ones that are on the MacBook Pros. Best news of all, Apple, yeah, finally, are making SSD standard across the line now, and you can get that for both the 27-inch and the 21.5-inch. Pricing depends on how many cores you're going to need. 6 cores will run you between $1,800 and $2,000. The $2,000 being you'll get the 512GB SSD instead of the 256, or you can get the 8-core version for around $2,300. And finally, we couldn't have a show without something to do with privacy. And it wouldn't be a show without it being Twitter either. Yes, Twitter has let us know now that there was a security vulnerability in its Android app. And what was that vulnerability? Well, you could have exposed private data such as your direct messages. Now, this was only affecting users that are on Android. And according to the company, has not really found any evidence that the security flaw was exploited. But they did have in fine print they can't be completely sure, though. And in most cases, Twitter users would be unaware. Twitter did say, though, it's fixed now, don't worry. Meaning, yeah, you better be updating that Twitter app on your Android device right about, well, now. Got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. And if you got a product that you want reviewed, send it to us as well at britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. Of course, all of our podcasts and blog that does all that reviewing is over there at BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website. You can also give us a like on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come by our BTN community over at our Slack room by simply visiting BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your FRIDAY edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you, as always, for listening.